people are growing. Like, there's a small micro farm in
Along the tracks, no?
Along the tracks.
But I feel like Bombay's, I think all of Bombay's leafies, tubers come from
Palak,
there only.
Comes from there only.
And yeah, manure is the people, you know.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
We're Thank
you. Back to another episode. And
yes.
We're back to our favorite subject, I guess.
Subject. Yeah, top three
easily.
Top, yeah. Okay, before that, Keshav, I would like to remind listeners again, our WhatsApp channel is active.
And it's a lot of fun. So, you know, don't miss out on the fun if you're a listener and you like the show. The WhatsApp channel is a great way to engage. It's slowly turning into a little bit of a fam scene.
Absolutely, yeah. So, still a small group, intimate group.
Yeah. It's slowly becoming a joint family.
Yeah. From a nuclear family, it's become a joint family. Yeah. And our hope is soon it will become Dadar Station.
Yes, yeah, soon it will become Dadar Station.
Which is a great segue into our topic.
Gorgeous segue. Makkhan it was.
Okay, so Keshav, it's a Mumbai story.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, it's one of our favorite topics, which is train travel in general.
Train travel or little parts of IRCTC in some way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So the headline reads, "Why commuters are choosing to travel ticketless on locals. The railway plans to conduct surveys and speak to passenger associations to address the issue. Some reasons for ticketless travel include a lack of sufficient ticket collectors and the habit of traveling without tickets developed during the pandemic. The railway is also exploring digital payment options for fines and improving monitoring of people's movement at stations."
Some
stats, okay, about this check. So on September 30th, a group of TCs found 1647 errant commuters at Dadar station.
Yeah.
The number jumped to 2693 when the drive was conducted at Andheri station on October 3rd. Then, 2 days later, on October 5th, AC locals on the Bandra Mumbai Central route were checked between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. As many as 934 people were found without tickets. Wow. And were fined 2.57 lakh.
These are big amounts because the fines don't exceed a few hundred.
Yeah. Now, the exercise involved 186 TCs who guarded each door of the train. On Friday, checks were carried out at Virar station from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And now some gyan, okay? So these are the stats. Now, what do the authorities say about this?
Why do they feel like people don't buy tickets?
So people not wanting to buy train tickets that hardly cost anything is certainly a problem, said A.V. Shenoy, a transport expert and member of Mumbai Mobility Forum. This is more of a social issue. The railway should conduct a survey to find the reason. They should also speak to passenger associations, he said. A senior or railway official who did not wish to be named said some of those who were caught without tickets said since they did not find adequate TCs posted on trains and platforms, they took a chance. Some even reasoned that paying fines once in 15 to 30 days is better than buying tickets after standing in a long queue.
So waiting is the key culprit.
Time
seems to be the issue. It's not the 5 or 10 rupees that you don't want to part with.
Yeah.
Which also there is a solution, right? The railways has a beautiful app called UTS.
UTS, exactly. Yeah. And
it has a few flaws here and there, one or two flaws, but for the individual traveler, UTS is great.
Great, yeah.
Like, I'll give you one case scenario flaw that I faced just yesterday, in fact. I was traveling with a friend and we bought our tickets on UTS. Now, I was getting off at Goregaon.
You cannot split it, right?
Yeah, but she's going on for the one stop. Now, let's say she gets caught in that one stop ka window. She will have to say, I don't have my ticket. My co-passenger has it. And then I have to take a screenshot, send it, whether they'll believe her. Lots of issues like that. Like, that is the only real issue. Apart from that, I've been a UTS user.
I think it's a great app. Yeah. And in fact, you know, how I started UTS was when we used to meet to record. This was pre-COVID.
Yes, thanks to Far From Fact. In fact, that's how we discovered UTS. You discovered and then you shared it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now another reason a Western Railway official said was that after COVID, it had become a habit to travel without tickets. During the pandemic, there were cases when people who were barred from traveling in public transport used to take local trains. And this habit seems to be continuing. And they are okay to pay fines rather than standing in long queues, even though there are options to buy tickets on the UTS mobile app, like we discussed. The growth seems slow, yet it is steady, the official added.
Do the officials get the people to install the UTS app then and there?
They should know as a good practice.
That's the way the funnel works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to tell people that, hey, you don't have to stand in line, you don't have to waste your time.
And now see the irony, okay, Keshav? Besides, some of the ticketless commuters were insisting on paying fines digitally as they were hardly carrying cash after COVID-19.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Everything is digital.
Yeah.
Except tickets.
Yeah.
वो तुमको पेपर वाला चाहिए. डिमांड ड्राफ्ट लेके आ जाओ फिर टिकट खरीदने.
Man, such people deserve a slap. I think, you know, you should be allowed as a
TC. No, that's a bit harsh. I'll tell you what the issue is. I think the issue is more social.
Yeah.
Okay, so stealing.
People. Yeah, so I have a great start, okay? Let's look inward. And have you ever traveled ticketless on locals?
Never in my life. I cannot bring myself to go ticketless.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a thing.
Oh, man.
Like, my friends get irritated because I'm delaying them. But now, thanks to UTS, sometimes what happens is UTS will not work. Or we've realized that UTS lena,
because
you're too close to the track.
Correct.
You're not 50 meters away. So then I'm standing in line or I mean,
wow, okay,
I don't know, I feel like it's a great service. The cost, I'm from a different generation, I think back then nobody did this, very few.
So
people,
see, I have traveled ticketless, okay, and I have traveled ticketless when there was a very urgent need, like it was a gamble that I took.
Yeah.
Given time, like before UTS, I never traveled ticketless. You know, suddenly if there is a need, okay, I need to get on this train and there's a long line, I'll miss the train, I'll get delayed by half an hour, whatever, I can't afford that, I'll take that chance. Now, since UTS has come, I've never ever traveled ticketless because there's no excuse. Time nahi hai doesn't become an excuse.
No,
right?
To me, that time also is a gamble I don't play because I'll tell you, that's where Murphy's Law kicks in, at least for me.
Yeah.
The day there is a paucity of time is the day I will get caught.
Get caught.
And the irony is you can't pay your way out of time. Usko agar tumhara ek ghanta barbaad karna hai, he will waste that hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
then
yeah.
Time wala reasoning to does not fit for me.
No, fair enough, man. It's a great, like, I admire your...
No, I think this is something, maybe it's... because in the 90s, it was different, I think. We just... Maybe the ticket counters weren't as crowded then. So.
No, and you know, one very important thing I would like to point out, okay, and that I've observed. this is a crime, right? It is theft.
It is crime. It is legit crime. So that's the thing that people don't see, you know.
Exactly what I'm
saying.
It's a
utility. It's a public utility, a shared utility that you're stealing from.
And now you look at, if you know, I say I travel ticketless, no one listening will be like, "Are ye chor
hai." No one's judging you.
Yeah,
no one's judging you. But there is an inward reflection that's required. I've had the chat with my friends. It came to the point where they'd be like, "You buy your ticket. You do what you want. Okay, we'll travel with you."
Okay.
Then it came to the point where I said, "But if you get caught, main rukunga nahi." वहां तक बात पहुंच गई. Then finally one day I was like, "But you know, I bought a second class ticket." Because I was like, off peak hour, नहीं जाना है, first class, it's okay. And they all boarded first class.
Ticketless.
Wow. That to me blows my mind. It's like, you don't want to buy your ticket, and yet you want to be bougie about it.
And obviously none of them would have got caught, right?
None of them got caught ever.
Ever. Okay, so see, the point I'm trying to make is that even though it is theft and it is a crime, you don't look at it as a bad thing, no?
Yeah, see, so I think that is the messaging. I think the railway
that
should
is
work
the social,
on that. That's
brand,
that's perception management.
Yes, that is, you know, shaming the ticketless traveler, I think, is...
So shaming is a bit harsh, but you're right. At the heart of it, this kind of behavior change can only happen with shame. You're fully right about it.
No, man, shame, go for it. Now, why you're being so
yeah, go
kind?
For it. Go
in
for
fact,
it.
In fact, of all people, you should be saying go for it because you are the one who buys tickets.
But I'm also not, I'm not a Brahmin rightist, you know, I don't eat meat, people who eat meat are assholes. That's not my train of thought.
No, but still, see, what happens over here is, your good behavior is going, you know, it's like that SBI loan default giving chocolates, right? It's exactly like that. You are paying a price, you're spending more time, you're buying a ticket. Others who are going bindas and are actually stealing, there's no impact on their lives. So go ahead and shame.
Let's do it.
But do you think anything, do you think from an infrastructure point of view or say, you know, there's some sort of, so the metro, okay, in Mumbai has a very
That's a great
good,
point, you know, the metro.
Yeah.
Super point.
So metro mein, you can't enter and exit without a QR ticket, right?
Absolutely. So there it's, they designed it where they said, "Hum log itna paisa kharcha karke bana rahe hain. We don't want any pilferage."
Yeah.
So zero. वहाँ पे जीरो चोरी हो रहा है एंड आई थिंक दैट एवर सिंस द मेट्रो स्टार्टेड ऑल्सो आई फील इट हैज ऑल्टर्ड परसेप्शन
ओके ओके
फॉर अ पर्सन हु कम्स टू मुंबई न्यू इन अ पोस्ट मेट्रो इरा टू देम इफ इट्स लाइक गोइंग इन टू टू हाउसेज वन हाउस वेर यू कैन पिकअप एनीथिंग एंड गो एंड अनदर हाउस वेर यू कैन टच अ सिंगल थिंग So that's the difference. So I feel like the metro coming in to the city
has altered
behavior on the railways.
So I think the challenge is the volume of people doesn't allow, you know, for like
for
a
checking.
Barrier. No, like a scan
Turn
and the
styles,
barrier
yeah,
will
yeah.
open.
No, I don't know styles. If it doesn't allow. I feel it is something that should be considered.
Yeah.
The design of the stations does not allow for that. You can enter a station from, I think, it's like the Bangladesh-India border. No?
Oh, there are random holes in the wall where people can
you
go
can
in
do
and come
anything.
Out from.
I mean, you can go via somebody's house also if you want to figure it out.
Yeah.
Some guy, meanwhile, wahan pe usne ek toll system shuru kar diya hai. You're going through somebody's living room and kitchen. And...
You know, the funny thing is, if you haven't lived in Mumbai,
jokes will not make sense.
Yeah.
That's true. But it's so true, right? The way houses are built in Mumbai, around railway stations, in certain, especially Central Harbour stations, where it's almost like a, you know, a barnacle on a, you know how sometimes you have something growing on another animal.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's
no, you're the best.
The most fascinating station is, I think, King Circle Station in Matunga, if anybody knows this station.
Okay.
This story, this example I gave you, like you're going through somebody's house and coming out of the station, is the feeling you get when you leave King Circle Station. I know, log ne kya khana banaya.
Also, you know, I've seen many, I don't know if it still happens, but people are growing, like there's a small micro farm in
Along the tracks, no?
Along the tracks.
But I feel like Bombay's, I think all of Bombay's leafies, tubers come from
Palak,
there only.
Comes from there only.
And
yeah,
manure
yeah, yeah.
is the people, you know. Like this is a great episode if you want to stop eating veggies in Mumbai. You will become a meat eater straight up. Agle din se meko nahi khana hai palak ka so. You'll just the next day you'll be like, I'll have a goat. Even if you're like Brahmin, Jain, whatever.
Oh man. So the practical solution is turnstiles, but so can we think of a way in which entry exit into stations is monitored? Because that seems to be the key, no?
Yeah. See, I have one thought. It's a bit harsh, just like the shaming idea. This is a bit harsh.
Okay.
Is that see, turnstiles are mechanical. You can put in one place and you can do that. There will be a long queue. It's okay, but crowd will be managed well once people are in the station. For all the other entry exit points, like the holes in the wall, like, you know, from the side of the platforms, wherever, all those points, no? They should do those, what do they call that? Invisible ones.
Oh. Electric tasers.
Tasers, but electric ones.
Okay.
With warning signs that this is electrocution. Matlab, you lose a hand. End of the day, there's just body parts piled up there. And the railways has plenty of electricity, I think.
Yes, yes.
For running the trains, right? So, thoda uloka, they can just take little bit on the side. I don't know. I don't know how it works. These are just suggestions.
But then the beauty is, Keshav, ki commuter hi nahi rahega, to ticketless commuter bhi nahi rahega.
Nahi rahe. This is the next level of shaming. It's like anybody who tried to go through that thing lost a hand.
Yeah.
Half of Mumbai's commuters suddenly have no hand. जो ऊपर पकड़ने का रहता ना ट्रेन के अंदर वो दैट आइकॉनिक हैंडल दैट दे हैव टू लोअर सो पीपल कैन होल्ड इट विद देयर माउथ इट विल बी लाइक स्कार्स ऑफ अ बिग वॉर टाइम एरा ऑल फॉर सम टिकट कलेक्शन
So, is there a way, okay, I was thinking, see, these random holes that come up, you know, where people enter and exit from.
Yeah.
One reason, so I think why they come up is because the platforms are not built in a friendly way, you know, like the train will stop somewhere and you have to walk a kilometer probably to exit. So, someone will just make a hole in the wall and people will start exiting from there.
Yeah, yeah. It's convenient.
Now,
yeah.
It's convenient, yeah. So, one reason is that I don't think the holes are made to escape ticket checkers, but it happens. Because the platform was not designed well, etc. The hole gets made and now
no two platforms are designed in the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be like, oh, there's predictability here. No, sorry. There's no predictability with the same station. You go back there 6 months later, it's changed. They just keep you on your toes, man. Like, I don't commute often. So sometimes, I went to the other station after many months or a year or two or whatever. And then it was shocking how much it's changed.
Yeah, and that's the thing, no? So there's already so much flux. Like, commuters are already in so much flux.
Yeah.
Uske upar where they'll buy a ticket and all.
Yeah, I think they should just, I don't know, but at the start of this episode, I was like, I am an honorable citizen. I pay tickets, I buy it. By the end of this episode, mujhe lag raha they should not bother. After saying all this about the platforms, how it is, how bad it is.
Yeah.
Just don't ask for tickets. You have no right to ask for tickets. This is the kind of platforms you have.
So that's the irony, to travel in a local train is a life-changing experience. And to do it day in and day out, it ages
but those
you,
people,
man.
Yeah, it does age you. But those are the people who are those passenger association people. They use passes. They are not the culprits, right?
Yeah.
It's the people who travel occasionally are the ones who do the misuse.
So, Keshav, I have a simple fix, coming to my mind. What if, the only thing constant, in this full exercise is the fact that you are going to sit on the train for some time.
Yeah.
It can be one station, two stations, how many?
And sit is an exaggeration.
You're going to be present on the train.
You will be physically attached to the train in some
form. So that is the only constant, where you're getting off, how much of your body is on the train, how much is hanging off, whether you have been pushed in voluntarily, involuntarily, all that is beyond your control. All that is for sure is you will be, like you said, in the same vicinity of that moving train.
Of the moving train.
For some time, Now, what if they put, these kind of digital devices or something, make it very, very accessible. Like in it, they are on the ceiling, they are on the floor, they are on the side, boards, they are on the seats, wherever. These small things. Where you can just scan something and voluntarily enter your entry and exit. So basically, make it so easy for the person to, and don't even take out their time. Like, you're doing it while you're on the train and commuting. So you don't have to stand in line.
I agree with the point, but that's an honor code system.
No, so then what you do is, if you're caught ticket, so see, what is the excuse, right? The excuse is, chalo, mere paas time nahi tha, whatever.
UTS hai, toh abhi there's no excuse. Time is no longer an excuse.
Even if, say you were not in the radius or whatever, I'm saying make it so easy for the person to pay that not paying.
Phir TC ko dekhne ke baad hi kharidenge wo log. Which is why the UTS app has that rule of 50 meters.
So, and then make the fine so high, that people then get discouraged.
I think that's the key. I think making fines very high.
Hmm.
And shaming, like you had said.
Hmm.
On your social media. If people see, if you're being this self-righteous, lofty boss in the office, and then on your LinkedIn there's a photo with a ticket checker with your head hung low, then I think people will be a little particular about buying tickets. Rest of your social media feed is all like Rolls Royce ke samne, iske samne, uske samne, you're being a big TikToker. Then one video you're with a ticket checker. Iska reel banao.
So yeah, I think we are on the fence, we don't want people to steal, but at the same time it's tough, man, traveling on the local trains regularly.
Yeah, so I feel like travel on the train is tough is not a reason to not buy a ticket.
I'm fully in agreement.
So that I think is the core of the traveler sentiment. It's like, for this travel, I'm not going to pay money. Which,
so my question is
a valid sentiment.
And my question is, okay, see, even if the fares were subsidized, they already are,
they
right?
already are subsidized. They're extremely low, right? The fares. I mean, you can travel from 5 rupees is the lowest ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And it's as good as free, okay? The travel is as good as free. Say it was made free. Or say it was
reduced even more.
Pay what you want.
I think we'll make the train railways will make more money than it is making today. I'm serious. Pay what you want, kar do. And you know, I have a better idea for collections also. Collection na is not done by officials. It's actually done by the beggars and the musicians. So trade anyway.
The performers. Yeah.
So they take a cut. They become the payment gateway.
Wow.
They take 10%. Railways gets 90%.
Wow, okay.
Just fully, kya bolte hain usko? Disorganized sector of begging in railways ko organize kar do.
And not only beggars, man, there are economies in trains, you know, like there's
yeah.
a full, you can buy whatever you need for your home needs.
Yes, so many people keep selling, like in the monsoons, they'll sell mobile phone covers.
Yeah, yeah.
In the ladies compartment, they'll be selling hair clips.
Jewelry. Yeah. It's beautiful. Wallets, I've seen so many times.
Wallets, yeah.
That day I saw one video of a Salman Khan lookalike performing in
in the train. So there's entertainment also. So yeah. I think all these people, wherever there's money transactions happening, they should become ticket agents also.
Ticket agents.
And it's a pay what you want. Because anyway, that system is also pay what you want only. A busker, when he comes and asks you, is not like saying, jaisi aapki shraddha na.
Beautiful, man. What a world that would be.
Yeah, it will be like very zen local railway. It will not move only. Fast train bhi ekdam chill hoke ja raha hai. Where is the spirit of Mumbai? Are you chill na?
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, thank you for listening, you guys. Keep listening to our shows. Please tell your friends if you like the show. You know, that's the best way for us to get discovered.
Yes, and you can follow us on Instagram at Far From Fact. You can follow us on Spotify.
Yes, and also on Facebook if you're still there. And, WhatsApp channel. Don't forget the WhatsApp channel.
WhatsApp channel, and if you want to support this cause, you know, if you've saved some money by not paying for your train tickets,
yes.
and you want to divert those funds
those
to
funds,
us.
Those emergency funds you can send to us.
Yeah. UPI and PayPal links are in the show notes.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.